This is episode number 2198 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 21st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The upcoming Tony Awards ceremony will be slap-free.
Well, after the slap-happy Oscars, I think that's a good thing.
The Tony Awards are this June, and the Tonys are getting out in front of potential copycats or Will Smith wannabes.
Oh, come on now. Nobody's going to do that. I guess you got to like CYA if you're the Tonys.
You need the CYA.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Red Table Talks returned today.
I saw that.
But apparently this was recorded well before the Oscars came out.
But there was a
there was a disclaimer at the beginning. A little title card. Something to the effect of some discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls.
When the time calls.
When the time calls.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Hey, Jada.
It's time. I guess not yet.
Not yet. Anyway. Back to the
Tony. There proceeded to be a click. They're doing some deep healing.
They are doing deep healing. And you know what? Good for them. Because they need it. They need a little deep healing.
They really do.
Don't we all, though, when you think about it? Deep healing actually sounds kind of fun.
You're probably talking more like a Swedish massage.
Ah,
or something.
There you go. That's exactly my kind of deep healing.
Anywho, back to the Tonys.
Back to the Tonys.
So a memo has gone out to all potential ticket holders.
Hmm.
Because, you know, the Tonys have a strict no violence policy.
Okay.
So they're just reminding this. Of people of this. Now, unlike the Oscars, who also have supposedly a strict no violence policy.
Supposedly. Now they do.
The Tonys will immediately remove any perpetrator of violence from the event, even if they're nominated for an award. No word on whether offenders will be banned from future events or expelled.
If that happens, it'll be on a case-by-case basis.
Can you imagine
Neil Patrick Harris losing his S?
I was just thinking that.
Or David Foster. He was like, hey, I should have won a Tony. Dude, you already got one. Save it for somebody else. It's okay. Jeez.
We know you're getting old, Mr. Foster.
He's so temperamental.
Along with discouraging slap-happy Broadway buffs, the letter also reminded potential ticket buyers of other restrictions, including wearing black tie and bringing proof of COVID vaccination.
Well, I got to have that because it's Broadway.
Yes.
Anyway. So it's in June, huh?
In June.
Yeah, I don't think they need to worry too much about it. Seriously, I don't think.
I don't think anyone's going to be that dumb.
Award show needs to worry about it.
Probably not.
But you know, everybody in Hollywood, we get in such a tizzy fit is the word my grandma used to call it.
A tizzy fit.
We get into a tizzy fit, and you know what? And that's how we correct ourselves in Hollywood. We get in a tizzy fit, and we fix the tizzy fit. And all is well. We're tizzy fit fixers here in Hollywood. By God.
At least I can fix something.
Deep healing when the time calls.
Ring, ring, ring.
When the time calls.
So have you been watching Johnny Depp's miniseries?
A miniseries? No. Is that what you're calling it? A miniseries? Oh, my God.
A.K.A. Johnny Depp's defamation trial against his ex, Amber Heard.
Now, I heard that... all day long yesterday, it was just him. He just rambled on about his testimony. Blah, 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 blah. And then what, at 5 o'clock, they said, okay, you're done. It's time for cross-examination.
No. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't done. Then. I actually, I'm going to admit this, and I don't know why this is, but I tuned in on YouTube live streaming.
Oh, yeah, no.
I did.
Oh, no.
And I was...
You went down the rabbit hole, did you not?
I was enthralled. I actually tried to watch it yet. Well, no, I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, because I tried to watch it yesterday.
Yeah.
But I had other things I had to concentrate on at work.
Doing this while you're at work? You're watching Johnny Depp while you're at work?
It's just playing in the background like a radio would.
Okay. But it's on YouTube.
Like our radio stations do. They just play in the background, and I'm trying to listen.
Okay.
It's he stammers so it's well, yeah, a bit hard to listen to.
Yeah.
But and I see now here and you know, say what you will.
Yeah.
But I told you from the beginning of this whole thing. I can't say I totally believe him.
Yeah.
But I mostly believe him.
You mostly believe him.
I do.
No, I think there's a little bit of bat crap crazy going on there.
And then yesterday, they actually played some of the recordings where you can hear Amber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See?
But you know what? Mm-hmm. When she gets on the stand, will they not play the same kind of things only from her point of view?
Oh, probably so. When she's dressing the part and,
right,
you know,
right,
just
right.
Very
well, he looks like he's dressing the part, too.
Well, she's very concerned. Minimal makeup.
Oh, well, yeah.
No red lipstick. I must say...
Well, I think, you know, obviously he's
I
trying
hope
to
he
clear,
wins.
I know he's trying to clear his name.
He is. All right. So we've heard a lot of the testimony. Some mm-hmm. might say a little TMI from Johnny.
Yeah.
No. It's pretty detailed.
Yeah.
So what it sounds like to us, Johnny Depp was whipped from the beginning, and she had him by the bleep.
Oh, no.
I kind of feel bad for him.
I kind of do, too.
But will the jury believe it? That's
wow,
the question.
That's the question.
So I mean, his reputation, his tarnished reputation, is totally on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Tarnished by an op-ed piece Amber wrote in 2018.
Yeah.
And since then, and it was just a piece she wrote. But that's
well, yeah,
enough.
But she accused a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny John. He's been removed from all film projects, which includes Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. Right, and I think they're actually taking him out of the rides at Disney at the Disney parks. They have him in the rides, and then I think all the Pirates of the Caribbean are closed and they're renovating them right now. So I'll be curious to see if they pull his character out of the rides.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know for sure.
Now it's a 6-week trial. It started last week.
It's a 6-week miniseries.
We've only just begun. So yes, it's a 6-week miniseries. Paul Bettany,
yeah,
James Franco,
yeah,
and Elon Musk are all expected to testify. But I'm kind of curious about: do you really want James Franco?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you could always get Halle Berry to stand in for James Franco. Okay. More Who Cares tomorrow.
I
couldn't tie it together. Not today. Sorry. Sorry, Hallie. Have a great day and...
You say it like you mean it.
Have a great day and...
No, not that.
Have a great day and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.